reflects on finding a job here in the U.S.?
Sorta. I mean, the educational system here is really good, depending on what type of school you attend. I guess overall, the public school system, they teach pretty good. They teach what they're supposed to, but they lack certain supplies and necessities for certain schools. And the private school, of course, you'll have a better outcome in your education, more advanced, more strict, I guess, and they do help you out academically, which will probably help you better in the future as far as jobs or anything, because it looks good in your resume that you attended private school or things of that sort. But the only problem with that is the money. It's too expensive to attend private school, but, you know, it does look good.
Okay. That was a very thorough answer.
Thank you.
Do you plan on staying in the United States?
Of course I do.
And if you had a choice, would you go back to the Philippines or stay here?
I'd probably stay here.
All right. So do you think you're living the American dream here in the U.S. or no?
No, I'm not living the American dream.
How come?
The American dream implies ownership of different assets, such as property and a vehicle, you know, while sustaining a dream job and being able to bring home the bacon night by night, every day. Unfortunately, with today's economy, the American dream is no longer as attainable, no matter how hard you work or how hard you strive for it. You know, my family doesn't own land. We rent an apartment. We do have vehicles. And, you know, we find it very difficult to just sustain any type of jobs within our limits, you know, allowing us to barely bring home any bacon night by night like the American dream suggests.
All right. Well,